tail, as these points would indicate, because I think that it'll get across more coldly and toughly if they they think that there's a, you know what I mean, if you make 8 points, you might get through one, and I'm going to pick the points that I think are important, and they'll be, we'll get it across, but I'm going to make a very tough statement to them.
Mr. President, I may make a suggestion. There are two things that, well, there are three things that are very important. One is that you explicitly say that Haig and I totally...
I've got that, yeah, I intend to do that.
They're trying to play that game.
That's right, I'll say that, no, I intend to cover that with brutality, don't worry.
Second, that you make clear to them that there's absolutely no give in the schedule anymore.
That's right, good, I'll do that.
And the third is, on the opposite side, that you give them those three assurances at the end of the talking point, that we will make a statement that we recognize only the TBN as the government that will react violently to violations, and that you'll be prepared to meet with you.
Christ, I've covered that.
I know, but they would have to, they'd like to hear that from you. Because we don't want them to leave your office as broken men.
Yeah.
We need them to yield, but we need them to want to maintain themselves when the agreement is signed.
Sure. Well, all right, I'll make it again. I don't know how many times it has to be done, but I intended to say that, but, okay, but,
One other thing,
yeah.
Mr. President,
yeah.
They could be asking for a meeting between you and Chu.
Yeah.
My recommendation is the following. One,
I can't do it between that.
Actually, it would be better for him if he met you after the agreement so that you could put yourself behind him as a peacetime president.
That's right.
If it's absolutely got to be as a condition of the agreement, if you were willing to do that, then it would have to be, though, only in the context of a prior assurance that he'll agree.
That's right.
You cannot go to a meeting.
I wonder what you shouldn't give on that point.
That you will meet him.
No. I said I wonder if we just shouldn't not give on that point. So I said, not give. I just want, if you open that door, Christ, they'll slip the schedule and a hell of a lot of other things.
Well, the only time, I don't know whether your schedule was permitted, it would have to be towards the end of next week. It couldn't.
Well, I can do it any time. This comes before anything else. But I just don't think
do it over next weekend, say. We can still meet the schedule. But I don't think, Mr. President, that you can afford to meet him and fail.
Well, that's the point. I don't think I can afford to meet him at all, because I think he's too unpredictable.
But if he gives us an assurance that he needs this for his own public opinion, and that he will agree to that final formula, I think you could agree to it.
Yeah. Well,
but it would not
don't worry. I'm not going to... They're going to have to press a hell of a lot harder on that than I think they will to
but
get that.
It wouldn't be in their interest.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I've got the points there. Well done, and I'll work them out.
Right.
And as far as his letter is concerned and so forth, it's...
this is an intercept. They, of course, don't know that we have it.
Yeah.
They will hand you a letter, and you have to read it.
Yeah.
But but above all, it's important that we are brutal about the schedule. If they detect any crack, we've had it.
They won't detect any crack, and the only problem is whether they do leave broken men, because they may. Because there isn't going to be... we may have to do that. I mean,
well, if they get the assurances we've indicated, they won't leave it broken.
But let me say, I'm going to tilt much stronger to the tough line than even your memorandum indicates. Much stronger. It has to be. I know these people, and at this point, it just got to say that they're
very first